We have a letter from the Illinois EPA regarding an update to the Wood River Refinery fence line. We have the monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, recorder, the monthly report of the coroner, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the jail population report from the sheriff's department, the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Is that it?
That's it.
While we do these awards, I know everyone wants Debbie to read every one of these names, okay? But what I would suggest while we do the awards, you look at them. If you have any questions on them, we're going to make one motion for all of them in time. So if you have any questions, let me know. And if I could first have the Edwardsville Liberty Middle School girls volleyball team. Come on down.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, this would be perfect.
I know how you guys are getting
a couple more throughout the year.
But this amount at one time.
Quite a few. I remember all the names now, so they'll be practicing. This is a resolution, the County Board of Madison County, Illinois resolution honoring the Edwardsville Liberty Middle School's girls volleyball team, whereas the Liberty Middle School's 7th grade volleyball team recently completed its 2013 season, and whereas the Panthers excelled throughout the season with a perfect 28-0 record, including advancing to the IESA State 4A Finals in East Peoria, Illinois, and whereas the team competed at its highest level and defeated Shanahan, Illinois Junior High School in the finals to win the Illinois State Championship, and whereas the state championship is the first for Liberty Middle School and the first volleyball championship for the Edwardsville School District, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes coaches Kelly Shell, I'm going to get these names wrong. Well, Scott Smith, I can get that one right. Lindsay Wright and the Panthers for their hard work and commitment that has brought their school and communities this honor. Now, therefore, be resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that hereby recognizes the Edwardsville Liberty Middle School girls volleyball team for an outstanding season and for winning the 2013 Illinois State Volleyball Championship, adopted 17th day of April. Signed by myself and Debbie Mendoza. You want to make it a motion?
I'll make it a motion.
And Jagger, what do I do? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. 28 wins and 0 losses. Does that count in the championship?
That is the championship.
Well, congratulations. That's a very good feat. I want to congratulate all the girls. Kelly, would you like to say a few words?
Okay, well, first of all, on behalf of myself, our coaching staff, all of my girls, Liberty Middle School, and Edwardsville School District as a whole, we'd like to thank you so much for inviting us here. A big thank you to Jack Minner, who initially sent me the email, Chairman Alan Dunston, and the entire Madison County Board. Thank you so much. This is quite the honor for our entire team tonight to come here and be recognized. It means a lot to us. And it's a pleasure to be part of a community that goes above and beyond to support the school district and all of its programs within it. So thank you so much. I was going to talk a little bit about my season, but you said already a lot of what we did. First of all, I'd like to introduce Coach Scott Smith. He's the eighth grade coach at Liberty. He just came over this year and has been a huge help for me with everything just throughout the season. Coach Lindsay Smith, she's actually going to be a senior at Edwardsville, or Lindsay Wright, I'm sorry, I said Smith. Lindsay Wright, she's going to be a senior at Edwardsville High School, and she has volunteered her time now with us for 2 years, coming over every day for practices, games, tournaments, and works with the players on an individual basis, and has worked especially with the middles and just helped me out a ton to have an extra hand at practice. So, in general, before I introduce the girls, he pretty much said about our season, but we had a 24-0 finish to our regular season, which was actually the second undefeated season in a row. And some of these players are returners from last year that played on the team as sixth graders. So they were 24-0 last year, too, going into the playoffs. Unfortunately, last year we lost the first round of state. They got first place at the Lincoln Tournament, first place at Lovejoy. We also put together a fundraiser this year on Valentine's Day where we sold concessions and donated a bunch of our concession money and entry money and sold raffle tickets and everything else, where we raised $700 for the American Heart Association. So the girls did a lot of work for that fundraiser, which was great. For the state tournament, we went up there and going into it undefeated, of course, got matched up with another team that was undefeated. Frankfort Summit Hill was 21-0 when we met up with them. And we took them in two games, 25-19, 25-22. And then we turned around and had to play back-to-back yet another undefeated team. Pekin Edison was 24-0. And we had just turned around back-to-back from the last game, and we came out and lost the first game, 19-25. Which was kind of scary, thinking the season could be over, but we definitely rallied back. The girls really rallied back, and we ended up beating them the next two, 25-12, 25-12, which was huge. Then on Tuesday, we came back for the state championship where we played Shanahan. We ended up beating them in two games, the first one 25-19, the second one a little bit closer, 25-23, which, you know, made it feel like a state championship, a close match that was well-deserved and well-worked for. So, yes, we did finish our season undefeated for state championship for Liberty Middle School, for Edwardsville Volleyball, and for all of these girls, and myself included, to ever have a state championship. So these girls did an incredible job. I'm very proud of them and everything that they've done this year. So I'd like to recognize some of them individually, so just step up and wave whenever I call your name. My returning players from last year are Rachel Pronger, Megan Wool, Kate Martin, although she couldn't make it tonight, Kennison Adams, Gabby Thomas, Emily Schwartz, Jocelyn Wagner, and Allison Conway. And then my new players to join the team this year, which also did a fabulous job, Rachel Vineyard, Esri Beckman, Jordan Henricks, Taylor Seilheimer, Bailey Risch, Haley Allard, and Addie Zeller. And just in general, one more note about these girls. Not only are they very, very talented athletes in volleyball, but they also play basketball, soccer, softball, you name it. They excel in everything they do, academic-wise, everything. So this definitely won't be the last you hear of this group of girls. They have another year to be Liberty Panthers, but I'm sure they'll continue to find a lot of success as they move on to be Edwardsville Tigers in the future. So congratulations, ladies, and from everybody, we are very proud of you. Thank you so much.
All the pressure on him right now is the eighth grade coach, because he's going to be back next year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're expecting to see you here next year.
That's right.
Definitely. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for everything. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Well, I have the Edwardsville contingent up here. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate Hal Patton, who's going to be the next mayor of Edwardsville. He's going to be leaving the county board, I believe, on May 6th. Done a tremendous job for the county, so I think he'll do a good job for the city of Edwardsville. Hal, would you like to say a few words to the board?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Well, it was a short 4 or 5 months this time. I wasn't planning on being gone this soon, but I have enjoyed the relationships that I've developed here at the county. Wonderful job that we've taken the county from about 10 years ago when I started to an area. I just got on the website today, and all the computerization, all the technology that we've brought, all the good projects that have come through working together, sometimes difficult, sometimes, you know, trying times, but always moving the county forward. And I want to give all my colleagues here a big thank you for the experience and for the opportunity to serve with you. And to the people from Edwardsville, thank you for allowing me to represent you, and congratulations, girls. Thank you.
And I'd like to take this opportunity now to have Jacob Serlak come down and his family. Bring the family down, too, the parents.
You mean you're in this, too?
Yeah. Kelly?
I don't know what it's about.
Jacob did not know he was going to be called down today. But he just made Eagle Scout, and I have to say he is the youngest person I know of that ever made Eagle Scout, and he has age 13. So I want to, and what grade are you in?
Seventh
grade. All these girls up here. You made Eagle Scout. That's a very big thing. So you should be very pleased. But we want to give an achievement and recognition to Jacob for becoming an Eagle Scout. It's presented this 17th day of April. Kelly, would you like to make that a motion?
Please.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Now, Jacob, I'm going to put you on a line. When you become an Eagle Scout, you have to do a project. Let us know what your project was. You can speak at the mic if you like.
He didn't know.
My project was to paint all the fire hydrants in St. Jacob and color coordinate them because, you know, they haven't been painted in like 30 years, I guess. And then they said that was kind of like a maintenance project. So what I also did is I put up maps in the fire department house, and it had all the fire hydrants on it and what their color coordination was. So...
Jacob, before you leave, did you want to tell anybody your phone number?
I figured I asked. Congratulations.
Carrie, if I could have you come down real fast.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to read this whole thing because I've already read it once, but it's the County of Madison County, Illinois. We are proclaiming the April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I'd like to have somebody make that a motion to adopt it. So we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. The reason I want Carrie down here, because I'm going to let her speak for a second. I don't know if you knew where you're going to be online or not. But let me tell you, I'm very proud of what the child abuse, your organization has done. I believe this is your 10th anniversary. And it's really sad, and she'll tell you a little bit about what they do, but they interview people that have been abused, boys and girls. And if you I don't know if they're still up there now, but they have the silly, everyone of those blue and pink things is a child that went through an interviewing process this year. We're going to continue through this process until none of those are hanging. So I think it's a very important thing that you do. I like you to address the county board, and this is your 10th year anniversary. Job well done.
Thank you for letting me have a few minutes to speak with you. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and 1 in 23 children are involved in allegations of child abuse each year in Madison County. That's one kid in every classroom and every school in Madison County is involved in an investigation of child abuse. We work specifically with cases of child sexual abuse and severe physical abuse at the center, and hanging out in the atrium is 490 silhouettes of kids, each representing one of the kids that we interviewed in 2012. We do conduct the third most interviews of any center in the state of Illinois. There are 39 centers, and we conduct about 500 interviews a year. I will tell you that I don't believe that we have a higher rate of child abuse in Madison County. I think that there is more awareness in Madison County, and I think our system works well to serve the kids and bring perpetrators the justice they deserve and the consequences they deserve. And I think that's why we see higher numbers in this area than you do in other areas. And I'm going to mention a few things. I don't want to take up too much time, but there's a lot that's happened with the center in the last 10 years. This board created the center 10 years ago and provided the money to fund the center out of the general revenue of the center. And back then, I think it was around $150,000 or something was our budget. Our budget's around $450,000 now. And we don't receive any direct general county funding anymore. Most of our funding comes from fees and fines, as well as grants and foundations and other support that we have and fundraisers that we do for the center. But we are kind of, I like to call us a lean, mean CAC machine, because if it wasn't for the county and the indirect things like the facility that we have and information technology that we have and the auditor's department and payroll, we would have a lot of additional expenses and we would not be able to operate and provide the services that we do without the support of the county board. So thank you to all of you for keeping us a part of that, and I hope that we make you proud. I've provided for you a 2012 year in review that highlights some of the things that we've been doing. But I want to mention a couple things. The staff of the center are highly qualified. Our senior interviewer has done over 1,900 interviews of kids since she came to the center 5.5 years ago. And she is considered a diplomat credentialed forensic interviewer, and there's only two in the state of Illinois at that level of credentialing. It's the highest level of credentialing. She interviews our kids here in Madison County and mentors our other interviewer that interviews kids. We have an incredibly dynamic development specialist, Christy Schopper, who joined the staff about 2 years ago and created our Kids Fair event. And our second annual was this past Saturday at the Alton Square Mall. We had over 3,000 people in attendance at that event, spreading awareness about community resources, Child Abuse Prevention Month, and bringing everyone together to support kids and families. We won an award at the beginning of April for that Kids Fair event from last year from Prevent Child Abuse Illinois. So I want you to know that we are working hard at the center to fulfill the mission of serving kids and also bringing about community awareness. And I want to just highlight one last thing. Our multidisciplinary team consists of law enforcement, prosecution, child protection, medical, mental health, and the Child Advocacy Center. April 2nd, we conducted a multidisciplinary team training. 80 professionals from Madison County who work these cases every day came together for that training. That is incredible. Every law enforcement jurisdiction was represented, every field office for the Department of Children and Family Services, the state's attorney's office was strongly represented, the U.S. attorney's office, our medical provider from Cardinal Glennon Medical Center, and every mental health provider that serves our kids was present at that training that day. That is why we do such a good job. All of those people, I'm so proud to be a part of that team and working with the men and women who really dedicate their lives to doing a good job for children. So thank you for your support. Thank you for mentioning Child Abuse Prevention Month this month. You also have a brochure for the agency, and these cool little pens are neat, but they also serve as a save the date for our new signature event that will debut on November 2nd of this year, Diamonds and Denim, to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. So I hope you save that date and join us at the Villa Marie Winery. Thank you all.
I just want to say one other thing to Jacob up there. When you become an Eagle Scout, you know, I do a lot of interviewing, and we have like 900 employees. Let me tell you, when you see somebody pass an Eagle Scout, it makes a difference. So, Mr. Stallhut, I know you're retiring, but if he's looking for summer work, I think he would be a good person for working at the Highway Department, because, you know, if you have an Eagle Scout getting you through college years, you go through college, that's something I think we will work on. So congratulations. You want to say something? Five more years. Okay. 18. Okay, 18. Okay, five more years. Gives them time to look into it. Yeah, I might. You never know. Can I have a motion for all the appointments? I don't have to read them. We have a motion. Is there a second? On the question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. This is going to be a real fast agenda. Buildings, And Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, the Buildings and Facilities Management Committee is presenting our resolution to approve the 2013 holiday schedule for the month of May 2013. I make that in the form of a motion, sir.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Tracy on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Finance, anything else, Mr. Adler?
Thank you, sir.
Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Finance Committee has two items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers for year 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, various funds. Signed by all members of the committee, I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
On the computer. Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Mr. Tricano, I think we're still having a problem with yours. Got him. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
Not a thing. Thank you.
Okay. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has three resolutions for your consideration. One, a proclamation for the Fair Housing Month. Two, a resolution authorizing a community development loan to East Dalton Associates, LP. Three, a resolution authorizing home program funds to Greater Alt Community Development Incorporated. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Second it. On the question. Roll call. Mr. Alliance, excuse me. There you got it. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday is not here. Who's on that committee? Mr. Burris, would you just bring that and put it on record?
Okay. Yeah, I ask that the activities report be put on file, and I've got one more announcement for the Health Department.
Okay, go ahead.
Location of the Health Department Committee meeting for Wednesday, May the 8th, 2013 has been changed to the County Boardroom here in Edwardsville. Representatives from Brown Smith Wallace LLC will present findings and recommendations of a business management audit they recently conducted for the Health Department. As a Board of Health member, you're invited to attend this important presentation May the 8th at 10:30 right here in the county boardroom. So
okay.
I just wanted to make that announcement for everybody that's interested in coming.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Burris. And we'll put the activities report on file.
Thank you.
Information Technology Committee and Finance Committee and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Myers.
Mr. Chairman, we have a single resolution, and that is to purchase the annual GIS software maintenance contract renewal from ESRI for Madison County Information Technologies, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion, a second on the computer. On the question, roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Miles?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Maurer, Planning and Development Committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval tonight. The finding of facts and recommendations, number two, the resolutions, and three, the refund resolution D130240, customary construction. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. I think you aim for this right here.
It's really just not.
How about the confirm?
Too many seconds.
Can we record her vote? We'll record your vote if you... let's go ahead and do this. And she's voting yes. That's not going to work.
Gracie, that's called coordination.
Well,
and that's okay too.
Hey now.
We're trying to work this out. Go ahead and try to vote everybody again one more
time.
Please,
one more time.
Let Tracy go first.
I'm trying.
Be embarrassed right now, Kelly.
You know, we can only do the old roll call.
She's messed up, Helen.
Wait, yeah.
Still doing it?
Yes.
Ms. Hawkins, you want to confirm yours yet? Ms. Hawkins, confirm yours.
Helen.
Confirm yours. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Leave it to Kelly Tracy to do that to us. Public Safety Committee, Finance, Government Operations Committee, Ms. Glasper. We have a motion, second,
yes.
On the question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper? Okay. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Connell.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has one property trustee resolution. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got a second on the question. Roll call. Carried anything else, Mr. Tricconnell?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has seven resolutions. I'd like to bring in number six separately due to state statutes that has to be voted on separately. So, they're all listed in your packet. Number one is Siler Road right-of-way acquisition for Ed Ragsdale. Number two is report of bids and award contract for the 2013 MFT Motor Fuel Tax County Bituminous Material. Number three is report of bid and award contract for 2013 MFT Road District Bituminous Material. Four is a resolution to establish an alternate speed zone, North University Drive to 1/4 mile west of Stadium Drive in Madison County. Five is a report of bids and award contract for Torch Club Culvert on Torch Club Road, Foster Township, Madison County. And seven is a funding agreement for Kraft Foods Incorporated Granite City Expansion Project. I move for those resolutions to be adopted.
We have a motion. Is there a second on the computer?
Yes.
We have a second on a question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
Number six has to be voted on separately. It's vacation a portion of New Pogue Road in the Edwardsville Township. And I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, roll call. Slowing up again now, Kelly. Motion carried. Anything else?
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mike, before I have you address the council, Tom, you want to introduce you to two children, two sons.
Sure.
Go ahead and introduce them.
Jackson and Shane, if you'd like to stand up. Ladies and gentlemen, my sons, Jackson and Shane, are here this evening, and thanks to the chairman, you're getting to meet them. Jackson is a student at Liberty Middle School, so it was nice that he got to see the presentation tonight for the state champions.
I should have done that earlier.
Shane is a second grader at Goshen Elementary.
Good. Mr. Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen on the board, you in your packets or in your mailboxes, you might have seen something in there. It's called Ace to a Cure. My 26-year-old nephew was diagnosed on January 30th, the day before my birthday, with liver cancer. Very rare form. Barnes has only seen 60 other cases like this, so it's going to be a long haul. We're having a fundraiser for him on May 18th out at Lewis and Clark at the Riverbend Arena. So if there's anything anybody can do, we would appreciate it. I want to really thank Rick Fasten, who I've known. He was my seventh grade basketball coach. That's why I didn't play in high school. But he has donated some items for us and bought some tickets, so I want to thank him, and Joe also bought some tickets. So if you can find it in your heart, if you've got the money, we certainly would appreciate it because it's going to be a long haul. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike, anything else? Entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion. Second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Both eyes have it.